The cheesesteak shop, Jim's South Street, has been a landmark for almost 50 years, but was heavily damaged 2 years ago by a fire. It reopens on Wednesday. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on the new Jim's.
Julia Zagar's Eyes Gallery opened in 1968 at 402 South Street. It's outfitted by signature mosaics made by her husband, Isaiah Zagar. But the gallery burned 2 years ago in the same fire that destroyed Jim's South Street next door. In order to rebuild his restaurant, owner Ken Silver needed to take over both buildings.
We actually didn't want to do that. We kind of had to do it.
The cheesesteak restaurant required extensive upgrades to its systems and structure. The additional build-outs needed to bring Jim's up to code ate up about a third of its floor space.
It would have been very difficult to operate as a going concern without changing our area available to us.
He said it was serendipitous that Julia Zagar reached out to him with an offer to sell the gallery and her former home above it. But instead of renovating the building to match the cheesesteak shop, Silver preserved the mosaics that Isaiah Zagar had made over decades inside his home.
This whole space was our living room, our loft.
This is Julia Zagar's first time back inside her former home since repairs started.
We're from New York. You had to live in a loft then. 1968, you lived in the loft.
Jim Stakes partnered with the Magic Gardens, the public art environment built by Zagar, to preserve his mosaics and make new ones in the same style. Executive Director Emily Smith shows off a niche on the second floor that is enveloped by mosaics, glittering in daylight, streaming down from a two-story skylight.
People are just going to nest here, I think, because it's going to be the best table in Philly. It's going to be the weirdest place to have a cheesesteak.
Oh, my gosh.
The two buildings, side by side, have diametrically opposing decor. Jim's Steaks is filled with starkly monochromatic black and white tile and stainless steel trim, while the Zagar House is an explosion of amorphous, candy-colored mosaics. Julie said they both made South Street what it is today.
So many people on South Street now are young, and they don't know the story of the legacy of South Street. You know, the years that went into it and went into Jim's Steaks, went into the Eyes Gallery, but this is the story.
The Eyes Gallery did not close, it just moved to the next block, and Jim's will hold its reopening ribbon cutting on Wednesday. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.